Hello and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My passion is to write about events that happen in life and change everything for those involved, as well as those caught up in the maelstrom. I want my characters to sit at your side, steal your attention, and sweep you up into their story. Stories that will bring tears to your eyes, have you laughing out loud, and sometimes what they share with you will stay in your heart for a very long time. My books are available in Kindle or paperback and all available from Amazon. Today, I am so pleased to be talking to Jessica Turner. Jessica's love is acting on the stage, and today she's talking about her role in Rackheath Players' pantomime, Alice in Wonderland. So without further ado, please sit back. The curtain's now going up and meet my lovely guest. Hi, Jessica. How lovely to see you today. I know you've come along to talk to me today about you as an actress. In fact, you're a player in the Rackheath Village Hall pantomime this month. Tell us a little bit about it.
While we are doing the Alice in Wonderland, A Curious Pantomime on the February show that we do every year. We do shows every year, especially for February, June and October. And yeah.
So this February one, that's Alice in Wonderland for February, isn't it?
Yep.
And you, and what part are you playing?
I am playing the lovely tired Dormouse.
The hired doorbell.
Dormouse.
Oh, the Dormouse, sorry.
Yes.
Oh, listeners, it's my hearing. So you're playing. And this is not the first one you've done, though, is it?
No, this is my 4th show with Rackheath Players.
So, and how many people are in this particular production?
Oh, about 20 of us, including the youth theatre as well.
So it's quite a large cast.
Yes.
And that's this Alice in Wonderland, which is taking place. It's in the Rackheath Village Hall in Rackheath. And that's just outside Norwich in the UK, isn't it?
Yes.
And what dates is it taking place?
The 22nd to the 24th of February.
And is that one show a day or 2 shows a day?
Till Thursday and Friday is 1 show a day, and then on Saturday is 2 shows a day.
All right, so it's going to be a busy 3 days
for you. Busy week.
So you said you've done this before, so this isn't your first one, though I know it's still very exciting. What other ones have you done before this one?
Last year, I did a musical of Wedding Singer, which is a film that Adam Sandler did, I think, in the early 2000s or 90s. I'm not too sure. And then I did another pantomime, which I did Beauty and the Beast. And then my first show I did with them was Crybaby the Musical.
So this has taken place over the last 2-3 years?
Yeah, about that, but Crybaby was before the pandemic.
So you had to have a break. So well, I know how old you are, Jessica, so I know you were quite young when you did your very first one.
Yes. I was about 19.
19, right.
Yeah.
So taking this forward, you've got 2 more to do this year, the February one, and then 2 more after that. What's coming up for the other 2?
We got the youth theatre's doing one at the moment, and then I think we're doing a play next. I'm not too sure what it is yet, but they're playing around with it.
Right, so that's scheduled for June.
Yes.
Right. So if any of the listeners, because a lot of the listeners are also from this area as well as lots of parts of the world, actually, if they wanted to look you up, what website do you have? Or is it Facebook only?
It's actually Rackheath Players. If you just type that into Google, you'll get everything on there.
That's
just show a bit more about what they are.
So that's Rackheath Players. And Rackheath is spelled Rackheath, for those of us that's not in the UK. So, what's your plans longer term, Jessica? Is it something you want to do as a full-time career, be an actress?
I would love that. Mate, I just want to see what's around Norwich. My friend in also in a show, she's just got a part in a Shakespeare play in Seal Park Barn. So I might have a quick look in Seal Park Barn, see if they got anything coming up.
Because Norwich is quite famous for its theatre in the city and outline theatres as well. So there's
Yeah, I love theatre work. Theatre's my
lots of
favourite.
opportunity for you. So what made you think about getting involved in being an actress?
I think it was after I watched Wicked in the West End with my sister. She took me for my birthday, and since then I always wanted to be on a stage
Right.
and be front and centre.
So and that prompted you, and that's what you've been pursuing since. So how did you get into the Rackheath Players?
I used to be in a performing arts school, Pauline Quirk Academy, for a year, and then when I got my job in Sainsbury's, someone from there, Ben, he was in Rackheath Players, and he just asked me one day if I wanted to come and join Crybaby the musical, and I said yeah.
Oh, well, that was a real good start, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very exciting. So, listeners, if you want to look out, keep a very close out for Jessica Turner. And I'm assuming that's the name you're using on stage. And probably will you keep that if you become famous, which we all hope you
Yeah,
will?
I'll keep my
So there we are, listeners. You've got to look out for Jessica Turner. And of course, you can see Jessica on Facebook and the Rackheath Players on Facebook, which you feature on the Facebook page quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah. Quite a lot of photos.
So lots of rehearsals for the, because it's next week, isn't it? What date is it? To 19th? Oh, it's this next weekend. So,
Yeah, I'm here. I'm there all week. We got rehearsals all week, and on Wednesday we got an invited audience to come and have a watch for the first,
that's the first
sort of
audience
our
for you.
first, yeah.
Yeah. So have you had your dress rehearsal already? So you've got all your outfits on and everything?
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
So
We did our tech rehearsal yesterday. So it was a long day, but we also did a dress one with hair and makeup as well.
you have makeup, does makeup artists come and do your makeup, or do you have to do that
Oh,
yourselves?
I'm doing it. I'm the actress and the makeup artist in this show. So I'm doing
Brilliant.
quite everyone's makeup as well.
Well, listeners, what I'll try and do is I'll try and get Jessica to send us a photograph of her with her makeup on and her outfit, and you'll be able to see that on my blog, which I will give you details later on. But hopefully, Jessica will be kind enough to send that as well for us. Yes, I got a nod there.
Once I get one.
Well, I tell you what, Jessica, we wish you lots of luck. Do we still say break a leg?
Yes, a lot of time.
Well,
Everyone's been saying
that's still the
it.
saying, is it? Break a
Yeah,
leg.
it's still the same.
Well, so let's just go back to the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What time are the matinees starting and the shows?
The evening shows are 7:30, and then the matinee is 2:30.
So Thursday and Friday from 7:30 at Rackheath Village Hall, and Saturday 2:30
Yeah, and
and
7:30.
7:30. So if you're interested, contact the Rackheath Players for your tickets
Please do.
and meet Jessica. Jessica, a million thanks for taking time out. I know it's a really busy week for you, because not only are you rehearsing for the play at the weekend, but I know you study at college as well. So a fantastically busy time for you. Millions of thanks for taking time to talk to me, and
Thank you so
I look forward
much.
to catching up with you very soon.
Yes. Thank
Take care. Bye for now.
you. Bye.
Thank you, Jessica, for joining me today. I'm sure we are going to hear lots more from you in the near future, and I, for one, can't wait. You can find out more about Rackheath Players by visiting their website, rackheathplayers.co.uk. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. And of course, you can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com or on Spotify. As with all my podcasts, you are more than welcome to share them with your family and friends, and I hope you will. And finally, don't forget you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. Until we meet again, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. See you soon. Ta-ta for now.